Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about 44% of US-based citizens apply for store credit cards during the holidays, report. Niam, E9Pay partner to boost remittance offerings. ACI Worldwide, Energy Services partner to provide mobile payment options. SafetyPay, Rappi partner to provide cash solutions and immediate reconciliation in LATAM. Nexi launches a merchant acquiring platform powered by OpenWay. Open Payments Coalition opens more doors for wallets, exchanges, and developers. Walmart, Flipkart make additional investments in NinjaCart. Amazon, Flipkart expand credit products offering for festive sales. Now let's get started. 44% of US-based citizens apply for store credit cards during the holidays, report. LendingTree has released a report showcasing that more Americans say they're likely to apply for a store credit card this holiday season, 2020, than did in either of the previous 2 years. This piece of information comes despite the fact that more than half, 56%, of people who say they've had a store credit card say they've regretted getting one. Interest in store cards grows, with more than 4 in 10 Americans, 44%, saying they're at least somewhat likely to apply for a store credit card for the 2020 holidays. That's an increase of 20% from 2018, according to the official press release. Nearly two-thirds, 63%, of consumers said that they'd felt pressured by a sales associate in the past to sign up for a new store card. Nearly half, 49%, of those who said they felt pressured in the past did actually sign up for the card because of that pressure. Young consumers are highly likely to apply, as are those hardest hit financially by the pandemic. Yet those with incomes of US$100,000 or more are among the most likely of any group to say they'll apply. Niam, E9Pay partner to boost remittance offerings. Korea-based digital remittance provider E9Pay has teamed with Singapore-based fintech Niam to boost the remittance offerings for E9Pay's corporate and individual customers. The expanded offerings include real-time international money transfers to new markets, such as major corridors in Europe, Indonesia, India, and the US. Through this partnership, E9Pay looks to leverage Niam's services and network to streamline the remittance process for both individuals and businesses performing outbound transactions. The expansion of digital remittance corridors is also part of E9Pay's efforts to ramp up their digital cross-border payments offerings to commercial merchants, who are increasingly turning to digital financial solutions for their cross-border payment needs. E9Pay's individual and business customers can access the real-time cross-border payment capability directly through the E9Pay app, which is available for both iOS and Android, and the E9Pay business portal. ACI Worldwide, Energy Services partner to provide mobile payment options. US-based electricity provider Energy Services has chosen ACI Worldwide's SpeedPay solution to launch a new mobile wallet bill payment option. The solution includes mobiles and pay by text, enabling the energy company to offer its customer base digital wallet notifications and the ability to make payments via mobile devices. The PCI-compliant ACI offerings enable billers to present bills as well as provide links for consumers to pay their bills and send alerts. ACI Worldwide offers a complete digital payments package, covering services from bill presentment to payments intermediation services. The company delivers a suite of software solutions on customers' premises, through the public cloud or through ACI's private cloud, and provides real-time payment, while enabling complete omni-channel capabilities. SafetyPay, Rappi partner to provide cash solutions and immediate reconciliation in LATAM. Digital alternative payment platform SafetyPay has partnered with Rappi to support everyday commercial transactions and accommodate payment solutions for Rappi's variety of goods and services. According to the press release, SafetyPay's platform allows non-cardholders and fraud-wary consumers to participate in the online marketplace via bank transfer or cash without sharing their information online. The platform opens the door for e-commerce merchants to tap into a larger consumer base by accepting alternative forms of payment. Furthermore, Rappi offers customers a wide range of deliverable goods and services on demand, with easy-to-use interface technology and payment options for simplistic purchases, including cash exchange and cash collection. Therefore, with a shared goal of making lifestyles simpler and less complicated, the partnership with Rappi supports SafetyPay's mission of adding value to customer transactions and strengthening relationships. The partnership was recently launched in Brazil, Mexico, and Ecuador, while other markets such as Costa Rica, Peru, and Chile will follow in late 2020. SafetyPay currently partners with 380 banks in 17 countries worldwide, across LATAM, Europe, and North America. Nexi launches a merchant acquiring platform powered by OpenWay. Italy-based digital payments company Nexi has teamed with payment processing software vendor OpenWay to launch a new merchant acquiring platform. Nexi is relying on OpenWay's Way 4 digital payments software platform to consolidate Nexi's merchant acquiring portfolios, previously outsourced to various processors, on a single Way 4 installation. Nexi is managing Way 4 in-house. OpenWay is providing Nexi with a new core acquiring platform, centralized merchant management, clearing and settlement, and interfaces to Visa and MasterCard, with other international payment systems forthcoming. The Way 4 platform will also perform end-to-end reconciliation for all payment systems supported by Nexi, including Pago Bancomat, a local Italian interbank debit card network. It fully addresses Nexi's needs for scalability, pricing management, and support of multiple merchant payment models. After the phase one of the project where the system was fully certified by Visa, the following phases will include the gradual migration of merchants and the implementation of new functionalities. Open Payments Coalition opens more doors for wallets, exchanges, and developers. The Open Payments Coalition, an organization developed by Ripple and over 40 global companies and nonprofits, has announced updates and new features for PayID. PayID, a universal payment identifier, has the potential to reach 125 million consumers through nearly 50 members of the Open Payments Coalition. As part of the Open Payments Coalition, which includes new partners AirTM, Atomic and Coin Payments, PayID is committed to enabling an open and inclusive future of digital payments. PayID has now been updated with verifiable PayID. This means non-custodial wallet users can now make use of a fully trustless model, so receivers no longer need to trust their PayID provider. This has several benefits for non-custodial wallets as it de-risks the trust model of their PayID server and strengthens its defenses against potential hackers. With verifiable PayID, users can verify who a sender is before completing a transaction. On the receiving end, PayID users can send a unique, secure signature through end-to-end encryption messaging to verify themselves as a valid PayID user. Furthermore, PayID launched PayID Sandbox to provide developers the ability to test PayID before setting up their own PayID servers. With the ability to test PayID, developers can get familiar with the technology before implementing it. And lastly, PayID adopts AWS Lambda to offer developers access to PayID via a standard compliant platform, without the added cost of setting up and managing a separate server. Walmart, Flipkart make additional investments in Ninjakart. Walmart and Flipkart have announced a fresh round of investment in Ninjakart, the supply chain platform that connects farmers of fresh vegetables and fruits with kiranas and businesses. According to the press release, the initiative follows the investment made by Walmart and Flipkart in December 2019, as the companies continue to focus on ensuring access to high-quality fresh produce for consumers and retailers, while creating economic opportunities for farmers through the continued use of technology. For Ninjakart, this further deepens the partnership with Walmart and Flipkart to improve its offerings and enhance customer experience. Ninjakart continues to attract backers such as Tiger Global, Excel, Tanglin, Steadview, Syngenta, Nandan Nilekani, and Qualcomm, among other prominent investors. Moreover, during the COVID-19 lockdown, Ninjakart launched a series of initiatives such as apartment delivery, including a farm-to-fork pilot with Flipkart, customer delivery through food delivery apps, Harvest the Farms initiative, and more. Additionally, this second round of funding demonstrates Walmart and the Flipkart Group's continued commitment to invest in India's agriculture and food supply chain. Besides, as Flipkart grows its Supermart Grocery and Flipkart Quick hyperlocal businesses, Ninjakart will continue to play a key role in providing fresh produce to consumers across the country as they increasingly look at e-grocery to meet their needs. Furthermore, in the coming months, Ninjakart will use the capital to expand to new markets and build new offerings and supply chains for emerging customer segments. Amazon, Flipkart expand credit products offering for festive sales. Flipkart and Amazon have announced a new offering of fintech and credit products to make buying more affordable, even in Tier 2 cities, in the upcoming festive sales. According to Mint, the offering includes partnerships with banks for broader coverage of debit card EMIs, alliances with digital non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, for no-cost EMI solutions, and boosting BNPL options. Therefore, Flipkart will be targeting nearly 70 million customers this festive season with its debit card and pre-approved EMI products, as well as its Flipkart Pay Later offering. Additionally, thanks to a partnership with Samsung, Flipkart has introduced a smart upgrade plan, which enables users to buy a Samsung Galaxy smartphone by paying 70% through EMIs, and the balance of 30% as a buyback discount for the next smartphone upgrade. Besides, the company collaborates with institutions like the Federal Bank that partnered with Paytm's wallet to expand payment options for Tier 2 users. In addition, Flipkart has required financial partners to increase their eligibility base of customers, who can avail credit on the e-commerce platform, for its pre-approved EMI product portfolio. Flipkart will expand this option to almost 20 million customers during the Big Billion Days sale. On the other hand, Amazon has also been boosting its affordability and EMI offerings, through partnerships with more than 25 banks and financial institutions to provide no-cost credit to Tier 2 customers. Overall, both companies have extended their insurance offerings this festive season, which was restricted to smartphones during previous festive season sales, LiveMint reported. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.